Good morning. It's November 10th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And the music you're listening to is the instrumental version of When Morning Gilds the Sky from the Methodist hymnal. Today's title is Light of the World. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, 105. Our hospital recently installed motion detectors along all of the hallways and in all of the restrooms of the physician office building. That means that when I am on call and needed emergently in labor and delivery, I roll out of the Murphy bed in our office, pull on my scrubs and shoes, and hustle down the hall toward the elevator. Now when I do that, the overhead fluorescents light up sequentially, beginning about 20 feet in front of me. I remember thinking how neat it was that the hospital would convert to this, of course to be more economical, but also to keep us from stumbling in the dark. They could have just left the office hallways dark. To be honest, it was kind of spooky at first, but still very cool. Then it became routine. When it became routine, it became expected. And now that it's expected, I rarely think about being grateful for it anymore. Believers have the Lord to light their way, every minute of every day and night, through every shadow, in every dark closet, in every dark forest, through every storm, through whatever plans Satan has, and through every night, moonlit or not. John 8:12. The verse above tells us that God's word is what lights our way, and so it does. But let's not forget the beginning of the Gospel of John. The word is God. The word is Christ. The word is the Holy Spirit. Trust in the Lord, and he will disperse the darkness of your darkest hour. Isaiah 60:19 through 20, Micah 7:8. What does Romans 8 tell us? All things work together for good for those who love him. If God is for us, no one can stand against us, and nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Those who once walked in darkness have seen a great light. Isaiah 9:2. Christ disperses the darkness of your soul. The light of salvation, offered on the cross through the grace of God, shines bright indeed. Pretty reliable lighting system, huh? When I walk down the hall in the hospital, though, the fluorescents aren't lit up 200 or 100 or even 50 feet ahead. They're only lit up enough that I can see my next few steps. God can be like that. Psalm 18:28 and 27:1. Remember that, too. Don't think God isn't pulling his weight if he doesn't lay the whole five-year plan out for you in one day. One step at a time, one day at a time. Psalm 32:8, 37:23, Proverbs 3:5 through 6, 16:3-9, Isaiah 48:17, 58:11, Jeremiah 10:23, and Romans 12:12. Slow and steady wins the race. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you that the dark which causes us to stumble, causes us to lose our way, causes us to hurt ourselves and others, will never again be a cause for fear. Our trust in you is complete. Our faith in the one who created light is the most reliable defense against darkness that there is. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.